Not that you're at your breaking point. Anyway,
it's time for a break. I have been there a few times, but God is good. God is able, and He always brings us through. As you've talked about, there's no Jesus plus. It's just Jesus, and praise God for that. We do want to pray for the family of Joy Powell, who has gone to her final home this past Thursday. And then I would ask you to pray for Jace Morrow. He's our youth pastor at Cheyenne First Baptist Church, and he's been having some health issues that he's been dealing with ever since he had COVID, which was months ago. He just has little spells of feeling like he's going to faint and just, you know, different weird things. He just had the privilege of getting to go to Israel, and that was a wonderful trip for him. And I'm thankful that he got to go and do that because, as anybody knows, it's been there. It's life-changing. And so we just want to keep him in our prayers, though. He is home now. And then we want to pray for Johnny Patrick, who is in great pain from toothache. She asked for prayer warriors to pray for her. And I don't know if it's several teeth or a tooth that just feels like it's in her whole body, because I've had those before when everything hurts from a toothache. And then Stacy Reed asked us to pray for her husband, Danny, who's really struggling with breathing today.
I can relate to those toothaches. I'm a wimp when it comes to an ear infection or an abscess tooth. I know that. Let's go to the Lord once again. Let's pray. Lord, we come to you once again in petition again, and we're lifting up to you the family of Joy Powell, who her family is grieving her loss. But Lord, we ask that you send peace that goes beyond understanding to the family. And it's been a few days, but Lord, as some of these things take time. And so Lord, just be with them, assure them, and grant them your peace. And also we lift up Jace Morrow, who's having some health issues, and he's had COVID, and we're not sure what's happened since then, but Lord, you know. So we ask that you bring him back to complete health, and that he may do the things that he needs to do in your service. So Lord, heal Jace Morrow. And Lord, we also lift up Johnny Patrick, who has pain, severe pain from a tooth or from some teeth, and Lord, I know how that can be, and it just, the only thing that seems to help is relief. So grant some relief, grant some healing, and Lord, just bring them back completely to good health. And we lift up, finally, Danny Reed, who's struggling with breathing today. Lord, you know I've talked to you about breathing being one of my favorite things. And so, Lord, just grant him his breath again so that he can just get about his life and not have to worry about the basic need of breathing. And so, Lord, be with Danny. And I'll also lift up again someone I've been lifted up many times, and I did this morning, is Gerald Stegall, who's starting his battle with cancer, and so many are pulling for him. But Lord, we know it'll be you that will heal him. So lift Gerald up to you as well. All this we ask in the name of Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. I'll take those. Thank you. Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue here in Elk City. They are one of our sponsors. And the Refuge Church at 18410 Highway 152 in Sayre. They are 3 miles west of Sayre on 152. They're inside of a barn. Don't let it deceive you. It is powerful. I've visited that church, and Pastor Tammy Bailey is a powerhouse. Sunday school starts at 10. Sunday worship is at 10:45. Sunday evening Bible study is at 6. Wednesday Bible study at 7. And Wednesday's youth group is at 7. If you have any questions, you can contact Pastor Tammy at 580-729-0956. And Crosscut Creations by Pastor Joe Thompson. If you would like some custom designs in wood, you can reach out to Pastor Joe at 580-243-8635. And Joshua's Crossing Ministries, located at the Promise Center here in Elk City. Stay tuned, y'all. Don't go away. We'll be right back.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grant's Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grant's Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grant's Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grant's Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grant's Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at bardiceandford.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. Guidelines are principles and rules that you live by. They're based on standards bigger than you. They were established before you and will continue after you. They are not controlled by what you do, but directly connected to why you do. They may seem to be a limit to your life, but are proven by the life that follows. Why you do is much more important than what you do.
And we're back. You are tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. Our guest is Pastor Tom Spence, and his title for today is Merry Christmas. Back to you, sir.
All right. Well, we kind of wrapped up that first Merry Christmas part there with, you know, when the time became full. And then you get the little Christmas stories. Jesus was born. He came to a woman who's under the law, is born under the law. But after he came, our relationship with the law changed. And there were some people not really happy with that. We call them the Judaizers. And the churches in Galatia had known the truth, and then they kind of veered away and bought into this other gospel, which was no gospel at all. And basically, I like to say they were sold a bill of goods. What's that?
I'm reading Acts now, so I'm
okay.
I remembered.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's okay. It's okay to have a dialogue here. Tom doesn't have to do all the talking. I like to say the Judaizers had some very aggressive salesmen, and you know the drill. If you've ever picked up the phone or you've gone to someone wants to give you a sales pitch, they'll say, do you like vacations? Well, yeah. They ask you questions that you're going to say yes to. They want to get you saying yes. You like tropical vacation? Yeah, sure. Like free stuff on your vacation? Yeah. You like chopped liver? No. Okay. Well, who would like a vacation where they don't serve chopped liver? So, yeah, okay. All right, well, just sign here, put down your credit card number, and you can have one of those every year. And it's, you know, some conditions apply. There may be a few red herrings and non sequiturs in their, you know, sales pitch. But it's like, we got you to say yes, that's what we want. And the zealous salesmen, they have no reprehension sometimes about what they're saying. Does it make any sense? Is there any logic to it? They just want to make the sale. And that's what the Judaizers were doing. They wanted to make the sale. They wanted converts. They were recruiting. They wanted their religion back. Jesus had come and is like, we lost everything we'd been doing forever. And no, they didn't really understand the relationship had changed. They thought they'd lost everything and they wanted it back. So their sales pitch was, Jesus is really cool, but you better have all this other stuff to go with it if he's going to account for your salvation. Jesus came. He fulfilled the law. He died for our sins. He rose from the dead. He offers us life eternal by the grace of God that we receive by faith. And the Judaizers said, oh, that's too good to be true. You really can't believe that. Come on, you at least got to be circumcised. You got to do these feasts and festivals. There's a couple. You know, you need to check some of these blocks if you want that to really count as salvation. You need to buttress your belief with some of these other things. Faith alone can't do this. And that was their sales pitch, you know. But this saved by grace stuff, all by itself, that won't cut it. And Paul said, I'm calling horse hockey on that. No, we've got to stop them right where they are. This is what he actually said. Have I now become your enemy by telling you the truth? Those people are zealous to win you over, but for no good. What they want is to alienate you from us, so that you may have zeal for them. It's fine to be zealous, provided the purpose is good, and to be so always, not just when I'm with you. My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is forming you, how I wish I could be there with you and change my tone, because I am perplexed about you. I don't see how you could have done this, is what he said. Paul uses the analogy of childbirth. Now, yeah, the way I understand it, you should have birth pains once per child. You shouldn't have to have them multiple times per child. It's not like, you know, Paul said, but it's kind of like having to go through birth pains again. Because, you know, what happened? You believed, and then you went back to this. And now, this is just Tom's personal little rabbit trail here. I think birth pains are way overrated. I know I'm talking to two women in here. They say, oh, birth pains are so bad. I'm going to tell you it's worse to get kicked in the groin for a man. And I have empirical data, I do, on that. You find a woman, she's had a child. 2 years later, she say, I think I'll have another child. But you find a man who's been kicked in the groin, he will never again say, I want to be kicked in the groin. So obviously, you know, there's greater pains in child. Okay, I'm just tongue-in-cheek here. Let's get back to what Paul's saying. He's saying, it's like I'm having to go through childbirth pains all over again. You shouldn't have to do that. You were free from sin and death. You lived by faith. You knew the truth. I'm at a loss. How did you get fooled? How were you fooled? And the chapter headings sometimes work against us, because Galatians was going to be read just a whole letter all the way through. So if we didn't stop at chapter 4 and we went to chapter 5, and that next chapter are these words. And I love the directness of these words. He says, you were running a good race. Who cut you off? Who cut in on you? You were running a good race. You had it all figured out, and you were off to a great start. Now, who cuts you off? How could you fall for such a sales pitch? Okay, I want to leave the Galatians alone for a while, because Paul beats up on them quite a bit. We don't need to beat up on them ourselves. But we should look at this and say, okay, is there something here that applies to us? We weren't pagans. We're not trying to, you know, go to the synagogues and get our salvation through the law. We're not doing any of that. What can we get out of this? Well, first of all, we need to understand we know the truth. We know the truth that salvation comes by grace through faith, and there is no other gospel. We know that. We didn't deserve it, but God loved us so much that he made all of us right with him, and all we had to do was receive this gift by faith. Just receive the gift by faith, not do anything to atone for our own sins. Receive the gift of salvation by faith. God did it all. This is one of those things, you know, back in preaching school, they did teach you a couple things. It says, if it's important, repeat it. We receive salvation by grace through faith. Okay, and that's important that we know and that we stick to that. But even today, there are those who are challenging this. And you see a lot of them online, because that's the venue where you can get out there and you can reach a lot of people. Sometimes it doesn't cost a bunch. And if you make it sound really cool, if you make it sound really unique, a lot of people say, yeah, that's got to be it. That's cool. And they'll never check it against God's word. And so I like to say there's a lot of snake oil salesmen out there trying to pull you away, but you are saved by grace through faith. And they want to say, oh, well, maybe it should be this or that. And there's a couple online sites out there. I won't name them right now, but I'm just tell everyone, be wary of online sites that try to teach you something other than the gospel that you find in the Bible. And one of them talks about, well, you know, those New Testament scriptures that you like to use, they can't really be called scripture because they weren't put in writing yet, because they were still being told orally. And I said, that's not really a good argument. You go back to the Old Testament, it was told orally for like 2,000, almost 3,000 years before most of it got put into writing. Now, bits and pieces were in writing earlier than that. But, you know, so if it's not scripture, is it useful for teaching, rebuking, training in righteousness? Is it God-breathed? Is it alive and active? Is it those things? Well, it's a bad argument. It's a logical fallacy to say, well, then it's not scripture, because you're not applying the same thing to the Old Testament scriptures that were told